Kenny wrote a WHBC radio for both LeBron and Kyrie. You guys combined to shoot 22 of 30. Why were you two able to be so efficient tonight with your offense?
I think we just settled into the game really early, and we got Bron an easy two in the post, and they were kind of running us off the line, and we were just taking what the defense gave us. It was as simple as that. And I think that we were getting to our sweet spots as much as possible. And the play calls by Coach Lou were great coming into timeouts. And, you know, coming out of those timeouts, we knew what we wanted to run. And we played at an unbelievable pace. So a few easy buckets in transition that got us into a great rhythm. I mean, at one point I looked up and, you know, Bron was 7 for 7. You know, just an unbelievable pace, an unbelievable rhythm. So we want to just stick to that game plan.
Kyrie, HaydenGroveScout.com. Kyle Lowry finished with 8 points, and you guys made a big deal about keeping him and DeRozan in check. How big was that for you, and how do you feel you played on him?
It's big for our team because the game plan going in, we know how great DeMar and Kyle can be and how much they mean to their team. You know, it's a 1-2 duo that they put up a lot of points for their team, so we just wanted to make them you know, take some tough shots, but also just our defensive game plan will almost dictate that going into the game, and we just want to be really aggressive in the pick and rolls. And you know, I just credit a lot of my teammates just helping me out throughout the course of the game, and us being in the right spots, and us doing whatever it took to limit those guys to, you know, the easy shots that they were getting almost last series, and get into a good rhythm. So we just wanted to make it a little tough on them.
Jason Lloyd, Akron Beacon Journal. LeBron, we spent the last couple of days talking about, and Ty talking about, the way that the Raptors like to shrink the floor and clog the paint and take away the paint. Tonight they seem to do the exact opposite. Is that, I guess, a sign that you are now forcing teams to get out of their comfort zone and do things they're not accustomed to doing? And were you surprised at all that the lane was
all?
Go ahead, guys.
I'm so sorry. I think for us, it's never, our game plan is never dictated. I think, you know, Jason, for us, we want to push the tempo. We want to move the ball from side to side, and we want to attack. And with myself and Kai, we love to live in the paint. We love to attack. And then when the defense collapses, we're going to spray out to our shooters. You know, tonight they wanted us to be in the paint. And we just try to take advantage of that. We had 56 points in the paint. And, you know, everyone was still in a great rhythm. You know, I think probably the least amount of threes that we've shot and made probably in the postseason so far. But as I keep telling you guys every single day, we're not a jump shooting team. You guys kept looking at me crazy about it. We're not a jump shooting team. We're a balanced team. And we're able to, whatever the game dictates, we're able to adjust to that.
So deep. Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. LeBron, you guys knew that they would try something different. They didn't want to give up that three ball. But were you surprised a little bit that the single covers they had, like there was absolutely, looked like there was no help once you got past your defender early on? Well, did that surprise you at all to that extent?
I don't predetermine what's going on or how they're going to defend me. I read and react. They played me straight up in the post. I just try to make, you know, quick, solid moves to get into the paint. You know, if they brought help, I was still going to be able to find my guys. So, you know, whatever, you know, the defense is doing in that possession, I'm able to read and react and know what's going on. I've seen it. I've seen every coverage. You know, they're going to definitely, we have to be better in game two because we know they're going to have some changes. And, that's what a series is about, being able to adjust from game to game, and they're going to make adjustments, and we have to be ready for whatever.
This is for both of you, PJ Ziegler, Fox 8. You guys came in, and we talked all week long about not being rusty. Dwayne Casey mentioned that the Raptors seem to be a step slower than you guys. How much of the 9 days rest really help you guys, and how much did you feel that the extra step, and that you wouldn't be rusty coming out tonight in game one?
Well, we didn't rest. We just didn't have a game. We didn't rest. Coach Lou gave us 1 day off. Other than that, we was in the gym working, keeping our rhythm, keeping our legs, ready for whenever we was going to play. So we didn't rest. just didn't do. We didn't have a game in front of cameras. So, you know, our whole mindset was, you know, whenever our game was going to present itself, we was going to be ready to play our game in the same way we've been playing all postseason. And we was able to accomplish that tonight.
Joel Vargan, Cleveland.com. LeBron, you like to say that there isn't anything that you haven't seen. But what's going on right now, you actually haven't. 9 in a row to start a playoff series. Is there any point where you begin to get concerned about just some waning focus? I mean, if when the wins keep piling up, at some point you might be challenged and caught off guard by that.
I don't think we have complacency in our minds right now. We have a goal, and our goal is not 9 wins. It's just not. It's not my focus. I've won 9 games in the postseason before. Won 14 games in the postseason before. It's not my goal. And as a leader of this team, I'm going to continue to make sure that these guys understand what our goal is, and they know. They know what our goal is. And, you know, tonight was just another step in the direction that we want to head into. And we will face some adversity. We will. And we have to be able to handle that, which I think we'll be ready for.
Mark Schwartz, ESPN. I've got one for each of you. Kyrie, people talk about how demoralizing 3-point shots can be for a defense. How demoralizing are all the straight line drives that you guys got tonight for a defense?
We just played with an unbelievable pace, and we just kept demanding it out of one another, just to keep pushing yourself until you're dog tired. And we did an unbelievable job over the last 8 days of just really conditioning ourselves, preparing to run. And I think the fresh legs had a lot to do with it. But, you know, we just continue to hammer home. Let's run. Let's run. Let's get out and run. And when you're doing that, there's a few mismatches in transition, a few post-ups where we got guys in their sweet spot. So it's just we just want to continue to stay in that attack mode. And it worked for us tonight, especially those straight line drives.
LeBron, there was a moment middle of the second quarter where you chased down a rebound, you blew past Carroll on the baseline, you slammed it hard, and then you had a reaction that was pretty memorable. Can you talk about why you enjoyed that moment so much?
Just having an opportunity to play the game that I love and in front of some unbelievable fans and my unbelievable teammates. When you make plays like that, you know, it's the passion that came through it was the excitement that my teammates was getting, looking over at the bench, for other 4 guys on the floor, and the 20,000-plus fans that was cheering on at that point in time. So that's where it came from. You don't know when it's going to happen. Sometimes it just happens. Yep.
Tom Withers, Associated Press. Bron, considering what Kyrie went through last year in the finals, is this exactly the Kyrie you thought you would see in these playoffs?
Well, I think no gas. The Kyrie that I see on a daily basis when you guys are not around is the Kyrie that I envision. He's grown every single day, every single week, month, and over the course of these last 2 years or a year plus, becoming a leader and becoming a staple of our team. We all knew how talented the kid was and how talented he is still today, but his growth and what he demands out of all of us, you know, as the point guard, as one of the leaders of the team, that's what's the best part about it. I mean, you roll out a ball any single day of the week, and he'll play. When you're that age, you can play as long as you want to anyways. But his growth, his mentality, and, you know, it's what's great about him right now.
LeBron, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. The lineup that you used to start the second quarter, not one that you use a lot during the regular season. So how has that lineup been able to come together so well in such a short time? And can you sense the growing confidence with that group?
Well, the game ball definitely goes to our bench tonight. I mean, you look at plus 24, 20, 18, 17, all the way down. Those guys gave us a boost in that second quarter, and I was out there with them. But, you know, Channing Shump, Deli and RJ, you know, at that moment they pushed the tempo, and you know, you just got to work at it. You know, in practices we do a lot of work together. But we got some very smart cerebral players. You know, that's Coach Lou's able to mix and match some lineups that he feel best fits. And that's one of the lineups that has been working pretty good for us throughout this postseason that we did not, like you said, did not use in the regular season. So we got to continue to work our habits. You know, it's not going to always be as great as it was tonight in the second quarter where we outscored them 33-16. But we got to continue to work at it and continue to see ways we can continue to help each other. And, you know, if we do that, we'd be fine.